Good morning, everyone. You are listening to The Clarion Connection here on Radio 13 and 94.1 FM The Goat. This is Melissa, your host for today. And in the studio this morning, I am joined by Dr. Steve Johnson from the Clarion University. And you're actually for the Clarion Chamber Singers as well. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Excited about this coming Wednesday. I think we have some wonderful opportunities for the people in our community.
Oh, well, I really want you to start. Let's actually get right to the heart of it. What are we talking about here?
We have a concert coming up on October the 16th. It's a week from Wednesday. The Real Group, this is an amazing a cappella group from Stockholm, Sweden. They are world-renowned, known all over the world, especially in choral circles. The founder, Anders Edenroth, has written a number of choral pieces that have been sung by high schools and universities all over the United States. So he is known all over the world for his choral writing. And of course, the Real Group is known for their singing. So they'll be here next Wednesday at 7 o'clock in Marwick Boyd Auditorium. We will be selling tickets at the door, so if you just at the last minute decide you'd like to come over, we'd love to have you. We've got space for you, and we'll start selling tickets at 4 o'clock, and then the doors will open at 6.
Now, there's a story behind this, okay? So first of all, let's go ahead. This group, the Real Group, is going to be doing a cappella on Wednesday, October 16th, and the concert starts at
7 o'clock.
Okay. Tickets are still available.
Yes.
And how much are tickets?
Well, the closer you sit, the more you pay.
Of course, with any great concert.
Exactly. But normally you would pay $80 to $90 to see this group. We're charging $35 for the closest seats and then $30 and then $25 a seat. There are no bad seats in Marwick Boyd Auditorium. It is a great auditorium for concerts. So if you want to get in on the $25, you don't have to worry about having a bad seat that you're going to be way up in the nosebleed and can't see or hear or anything.
You don't
like
need
that.
Those like binoculars.
No, you don't need the opera glasses. That's right.
Now, there's more to this story here.
There is.
Yeah, there is. So why don't we go into why the Real Group is here and why they're doing this fabulous, you know, putting on a show at a super, you know, rate for us, for our entertainment.
The Chamber Singers 4 years ago went to competed in Wales at the Llangollen Eisteddfod, which is an international choral festival. And while we were there, I saw this picture. It was a black and white photo, and I asked about it. And what had happened, this is the story behind that picture. In 1947, the people of Wales wanted to do something to try to bring people of the world together after World War II, to try to bring some healing between the different peoples of the world. And so they invited choirs from all over the world to come. In 1949, a German choir showed up at the train station in Llangollen. They were the first Germans to visit Wales after the war. When they got off the train, they were greeted with hugs, kisses, and flowers, and that's the picture that I saw. The expression, the photographer was able to capture the faces of not only the German choir, but also the Welsh people. And so the expression on their faces just spoke to me. So I did a little bit more digging on this story, and there is more. That evening at the concert, the MC, his brother, had been killed in Germany. And it was his duty or his job that evening to introduce this choir from Germany. And as he read through their program, what they would be singing, and then the last thing he said was, "Please welcome our friends from Germany." And when he said that, the German choir, they were from Lübeck, Germany, they broke down in tears. And the entire audience broke down in tears. And there was about 20 minutes before this concert could continue.
Wow.
We have to remember that all of those people had heard the bombs fall and they had all lost loved ones. And even though the German people, too, they heard the bombs fell on their cities, too. And so this moment of weeping or this time of weeping was probably very necessary just for the healing that's needed for our spirits. So that story, I just felt like, you know, we hear so many stories about people doing awful things, but yes. But people are incredibly, and in other ways too, and amazing. And so this is such a great story for us to know. And I knew that the real group, their choral music is sung all over the world. And I'm thinking, if we could write a choral piece that could be sung by high schools and colleges, the story would be told over and over and over again. And it's a good story that needs to be retold. So we were singing one of the real group's pieces, and it wasn't like the recording, when I purchased the sheet music, it wasn't the same as the recording. It was quite a bit longer, and the bass line wasn't right. Okay. So I contacted the publisher and wanted to rewrite the piece, and the publisher said, well, you'll need permission from the composer. And I thought, well,
it's never going to happen.
That is not going to happen. I've tried this many times before, and the composer has never responded. I've never been told no. No one ever responds. But Anders Edenroth emailed me right back, and he said, do whatever you would like with the piece. And he sent me 5 or 6 different arrangements that he had done of the piece. And he said, I'd love to hear what you do with it. So when you get your arrangement done and make a recording, send it back to me, because I'd love to hear what you're doing with it. So I thought, well, as long as this guy is responding, I'm going to ask him about this piece. So I told him the story that I just told all of you, and he emailed me right back. He said, I love this story. I would love to write this piece. And so he did. He wrote the piece for us, and it's entitled Dear Enemies. No sooner had he written the piece and sent it to me than he also introduced it to the group, and they absolutely loved the piece, and so they've added it to their concert repertoire as well. I don't know this for sure, but I would imagine they will be performing the piece at the concert next Wednesday.
Wow.
My intent for the piece was that we would go back to Wales, to Llangollen, and sing this piece for the people of Llangollen as a way of honoring them and commemorating that wonderful moment. And it was 71 years ago, but perhaps there might even be some people there that night that were there 71 years ago, if a child happened to be there that night or something.
Yeah.
So that'd be really, really, really neat. And it would be a way of affirming the Llangollen Eisteddfod, what they started out to do, what they've intended to do. So the story kind of continues from there. Anders Edenroth contacted me, and I sent him a recording of our choir singing the piece, and he said, I would love to come and work with this choir.
Oh, wow.
So he immediately began to make arrangements to come and visit us and to work with the choir. And then he wanted to know if the real group could come and do a concert here to help us raise money for the trip.
For the choir to go over to Wales,
yes,
to perform.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, as you know, anytime a music organization wants to travel, you're going to have to do a ton of fundraising.
It is a lot of work, because, you know, arts aren't usually supported as much as sports, or, you know, like you could always go and get a ticket to the game, and, you know, it's a little different.
It seems to be the nature of things.
Yes, yeah. You know, but this is a really great story, because it just kind of almost proves that music can heal. You know, music has a tremendous power to do a lot of things, to heal, to enlighten, to feel connected. And a lot of people sometimes do feel connected. Sometimes it even is to bridge gaps in communication. You know, so it just goes to show the power of music is really.
Yes, music enables us to process the good things, the bad things, the wonderful things, the horrible things, all of the, it's integral to our lives, because as human beings, we have to process the things that happen to us. I'm sure you've had the experience where maybe a friend had something really bad happen, and they'll keep telling everybody what happened to them. And what they're doing in retelling the story is they're processing, they're trying to learn how to live with what has happened to them. And music enables us to do that. It helps us to process through all of the things in life. We have music at weddings, we have music at funerals, we have music at every
stage in our lives.
Exactly. And we use that. It enables us to process. It stimulates memory. It's a wonderful, wonderful gift that we have with music.
It is. I consider music as a huge learning tool, because it does help when I had lived overseas, you know, I wasn't fully aware of the language, you know, listening to their music, and then mm-hmm. just kind of, oh, okay, let's get the translation. Right. So it kind of helps. It's like a learning tool.
Right.
And, you know, it's touching, you know, if you can find something that moves you or you can relate to a story. And of course, you know, you're on a radio station and we play like some of the greatest hits of all times, and sure. and a lot of it's relatable.
yeah, absolutely. Now, just to kind of speak to how wonderful the individuals are in the Real Group, not only are they going to come and do a concert, but they're doing a master class on Wednesday afternoon, and they're doing that for free.
Wow.
And they, we have the University of Pittsburgh choir coming up, and Bradford High School is coming down, Slippery Rock University is bringing their choir over. And so these choirs will perform for the Real Group, and then they'll get feedback from them about how to make their
choir
better and what they're doing well. And so it'll be a very affirming experience for all of the students who participate in this.
Oh, wow. I really wish I had this when I was in school, when I was doing the concert choir thing. This would have been amazing.
It is. It's truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for these students for everyone to hear world-class musicians here at Clarion for a fraction of what you would normally pay to see them.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, here in Clarion, I mean, they're coming all the way from Sweden. That's just... you know, just to come to our little town. So we should take time to appreciate that fact.
Yes.
But we should help support the arts. You know, this is a fabulous opportunity for the chamber singers to get over to another country to showcase their knowledge, what they've learned from the Real Group. This was going to be an amazing story after. I would love to see where this goes and get, you know, a follow-up on how everything's
now,
going.
Now, 4 years ago, during the festival, we stayed at Middleton College in the residence halls there. And we stayed with students from Estonia, from Trinidad Tobago, from Indonesia, from Australia. We were living in the dorms with them. We were having meals with them. So it was a wonderful opportunity to meet people from other countries and talk to people from other countries and to hear their choir sing as well.
And it's just a remarkable experience. Now, is your choir all stoked and ready to go? Are they nervous?
They are so excited.
So excited.
They are so excited about
this. I would be a little nervous too.
And probably scared to death. I think it helps that we've done this before.
Yes.
The first time, 4 years ago, the students didn't think they were good enough. I knew they were good enough. I tried to tell them, but they didn't have that outside affirmation. And it is a competitive process to get in. And
of course.
There was over 100 choirs that auditioned. They only take like 7 or 8 of them. And so,
really?
So we were one of the few that got in.
Wow.
So that was the first thing that kind of, well, maybe we are okay.
Yeah.
And then when we got there, this is international competition, and we took 3rd place.
How amazing.
We missed 2nd place by 1 point to the Bob Cole Conservatory Choir out of the Cal State Long Beach. That's a campus of 40,000 students. And the 1st place choir was from the Philippines. They had won several international competitions. The Philippine choir beat us by 3 points. So there was a 100-point rating scale. All the top 3 choirs scored in the 80s. The other choirs scored in the 60s. So we really were competitive. We were right there with the big boys, as I like to say. So our students know that now. And so they're a little more, maybe we are okay.
Okay. Do you have the same students from 4 years ago?
Or they've all graduated now.
I kind of figured that.
Yes.
So now you've got like a fresh class,
That's
a fresh choir.
Yep.
And do you know how the ratings, the points are being divvied out? Do you know like what areas that kind of like, oh, okay, this is the area that we would like to focus on? And then once you get the Real Group in here, they'll be able to kind of like solidify like, okay, yes, this is the area that you would like to work on.
Yes. kind of telling tales on myself. We did this we did this lovely little French madrigal, and we got dinged on our French a little bit there. They and so
parlez-vous français?
Right, yeah. So we're going to go back, and we're going to do another French madrigal, and this time we're going to be ready for them. We have an international student from France who's been coming in and working with us, so our French is going to be very, very, very good this time.
Oh, très magnifique. my French is not that good, so you. But that's good. So you're going to try it again.
Here we are. Now, the last time we were by half the smallest choir there. I took 23 students, and of course, when you have more students, you have more depth of sound. Mm-hmm. So this time I'm taking 40 students.
Wow.
And I think that'll address that issue that, you know, we'll have a little more depth of sound because we have more voices there, and we'll be more in line with the other choirs that are singing.
That are there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And of course, with 40 students, it costs a lot more than taking 23.
It does.
It adds to the challenge, but I think this is such a good project and well worth the time and well worth the efforts and what it will mean to these students. They'll never forget this.
Oh, absolutely.
And the other thing about this is that, you know, our students, so often they're from little old Clarion in Western Pennsylvania, and they have to understand that it doesn't matter where you're from. With hard work, perseverance, you can stand on the world stage and be competitive.
Yes.
And that's an important message for our students.
Mm-hmm. And that there's, you know, someone is always going to support you. You know, you're going to find support, especially in a town as small as this, you know, where, and you'll probably see that when you fill up the Marwick Boyd auditorium, when this happens, is that the community stands behind you.
That's why I'm here today. I want us to pack out Marwick Boyd. For the real group to walk on the stage and see a packed auditorium, that'll be an affirming moment for them. For our community to be supportive of something as worthy a project as this, it just speaks volumes to the students. And so it's affirming to everybody across the board. So it would be so great if we could pack out Marwick Boyd Auditorium.
Well, we're going to certainly try.
All right.
So let's go ahead and give all of this information again as far as the concert coming up, so that way we can get the students over to Wales.
All right. So it's Wednesday, October the 16th, 7:00 p.m., Marwick Boyd Auditorium at Clarion University. You can get tickets online at clarionuniversitytickets.com. You can call 814-393-2423, or we will be selling tickets at the door. Check cash or credit card. At the door, it's in the lobby just outside the auditorium. We will start selling tickets at 4:00. The doors open at 6:00. The concert starts at 7:00, and the concert should be over by 9:00.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you definitely want to make it over there on October 16th. I'm sorry. I just lost my time. October 16th. You said the Marwick Boyd, I think you have here, it holds 1,500 people.
Yes.
And that you might have to have standing room, you know.
I would love that.
Would you allow standing room?
Absolutely. If you show up, you're going to see this concert.
Okay. And then you definitely don't want to miss out. You want to hurry up and get your tickets. Because I have a feeling that you might like run out of tickets, and that you might have to actually only have standing room only.
Well, we're good right now. We probably have 700 or 800 tickets available right now.
Okay. So. And we're definitely going to post this on our Facebook page over at C93 and Radio 13's Facebook page. You'll be able to see the flyer and the information, and of course, like the telephone number and the website. Is there anything else that we should know about this fabulous opportunity for our students?
Well, the Chamber Singers had a booth on Crafters Day.
Okay.
And the night before, we pressed 14 bushels of apples.
Oh my goodness.
And we made 50 gallons of cider.
Okay.
Fresh cider.
Fresh cider.
And we gave the cider away the next day, but if anybody wanted to donate, they could donate. And it was kind of a cool day, so we made mulled cider.
Okay.
But we gave away pretty close to 1,500 cups of cider.
Wow.
And the donations, people were very generous and very supportive. And so I'm hoping that that will serve as a kind of a starter to help encourage people to come to the concert.
So when is the concert over in Wales?
Well, it's the first week in July.
Okay, so we have some time to get
still up. Raise money, yes.
Okay.
Yes, but this concert is our best bet. For example, when we did the cider, we'll make about $1,500. Mm-hmm. And if we sell light bulbs or candy or whatever, we'll make about $1,000. But this concert, if we can pack out the auditorium, we'll make $20,000. And this will really make the difference between whether we go or not.
And that's going to help with all of the plane tickets and probably the stay over there, because you're not going to be there just for one day. You're going to have to have like hotel and food and transportation.
Right. Exactly. The cost for each student is about $3,500. They'll be there for 2 weeks. They will do a concert every night. They will be in London at Stratford-upon-Avon. They'll sing in the cathedral where Shakespeare is buried. Then they'll be 3 days at the festival. And then from there, they will go on a tour of Scotland and they'll end up doing a concert at Holyrood House in Edinburgh.
So it's just more than just going over there and performing in Wales. It's kind of like performing
a tour around
Europe.
Well, the UK.
The UK. Yeah. Oh, okay. And that is an amazing opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know, for 2 weeks.
It is. And the price per student is $3,500, but that includes everything.
That's
the airfare, the meals, the hotels. This is for 2 weeks. It's an incredible price.
That is.
And the students literally can get on the plane without a dime in their pocket. Now, every penny that we raise, every single penny goes to reduce the cost for the students. It's not used for anything but that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, which is really good. You know, do you need a chaperone?
There is room for a few more people. There's room for 53 people and we'll take about 40 students. So yes, there is going to be room. And the nice thing is that these are adults, so they don't really have to be chaperoned. You can just be along for the ride.
I just figured I'd probably slide myself on in there.
Yeah. Well, yes, that would be just fine to do that.
Oh, wow. I really wouldn't, you know, slide myself in there. I would probably, you know.
Well, you'd have to pay.
Well, yeah, obviously. I would pay my way.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Now, I do have, I don't know if we have time, but I have another good story.
And, sure.
The last time we went, there was a person who went with us, and what he really wanted to do, he wasn't really interested in the choir. He was a Harry Potter fan, and he knew we were going to be in London.
Oh.
And so he said to me, if I go, do I have to hang out with the choir? I said, no. When you get off the plane, if I never see you again, then... For the next 2 weeks, the only thing is we're flying out of Dublin, so you'd better show up in Dublin if you want to ride home.
Whoa.
Well, the very first concert we did was at Southwark Cathedral, and then immediately after that, we were going to ride on the London Eye. And he said, oh, I'd really like to ride on the London Eye. So he came to the concert at Southwark Cathedral and rode on the London Eye with us, and he completely abandoned his agenda for the rest of the trip. He hung out with the choir for the whole rest of the trip.
Wow.
He fell in love with the music and with the students and their energy and their vitality. And he wrote a lovely piece called When You Travel, Travel with a Choir.
Oh, see, I would, if I do travel, if I was to come along with you, I would probably stay with the choir just because it would be.
It adds so much. The students, like I just said, their vitality, their energy. And then the agent who plans these trips, that's all she does is choir trips. Wow. So when we did a concert, no matter where we did the concerts, the concert had been advertised and we sang mostly in cathedrals and we had large audiences. So too many times when choirs go on these European trips, they'll do a concert at a cathedral someplace and there'll be 10 or 15 people sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
But they did a fabulous job of promoting the concerts before we got there and the place was just filled right up. So it was just a wonderful experience. We had nice crowds to sing for.
Wow. That's amazing.
It really is.
I bet you that just to be there in that moment is probably an amazing moment for you.
Yeah.
To witness all of this.
It really is. The students just, it's life-changing for them. There are several students in the group who've never been on an airplane.
Oh, wow.
There are, most of them have never been off the North American continent. I mean, a few of them have been to Canada, one or two have been to Mexico, one or two have been overseas, but hardly any of them have ever traveled off the continent. So this will be amazing for them.
Yeah.
And at this price, they'll never see that price again.
No, I know. That's why I'm like, wow, I almost want to come along with you and get that great deal.
Yeah.
But that make sure that they have all of their passports and or their real ID, you know, coming out.
Oh,
you
yes. We have a long list of things. We keep these guys safe.
Yeah. Get that checklist going. Like, we need your passports. You get all that together.
Yeah, and we have, issues with health insurance and safety insurance. And I mean, all those, there's a long list of details that goes into planning a trip like this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could ever hope that this would ever happen again. But when we went 4 years ago, there was not one incident, not one misstep, not one problem. I mean, it just went exactly as planned for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
How could that possibly happen?
Wow.
I mean, before we left, I kept telling the students, now understand that at some point something is going to go wrong and we're going to have to be able to adjust quickly.
Mm-hmm. As with any traveling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, no one's luggage was lost. I mean, it was just absolutely everything went perfectly. It was incredible.
Wow. Well, I hope it goes incredibly well this next time.
Yeah.
But before we get there, we definitely want to get to the Marwick Boyd Auditorium.
Absolutely.
And again, that is going to be next Wednesday, not today, but next Wednesday, October 16th. Ticket sales are going to be sold at the door at 4 o'clock, starting at 4. Doors are going to be open at 6. Concert starts at 7. Okay. The idea is to pack the auditorium so that way we can have our own students from the Clarion University get a chance to go over to the UK and have an amazing experience and bring joy to not just Americans, but, everybody over there and show how the music heals.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Johnson, I really appreciate you coming in and taking the time to speak with us about this. And we're going to do as much as possible to promote this for the students and help get this dream realized and get over there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, folks, that is all the time that we have for today. You are listening to the Clarion Connection on Radio 13 and 94.1 FM. And you're going to hear a replay of this on 92.7 FM, our sister station, C93, on Sunday. And again, follow us on Facebook at C93 and Radio 13 for more information to this and other events. Thank you. Have a great day. Get you back into that music.